Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC News Minor Update. The school board trimmed its budget for the 2017-2018 school year on Thursday by about $5 million, largely through eliminating vacant positions, reducing staff hours, and trimming such items as equipment and travel. The board adjusted the budget after the Fairbanks North Star Borough rejected its bid for a $1 million increase and cut the local contribution to public education by $3 million. The Assembly had pressed the Board of Education to spend down its $15 million reserve. The $240 million public education budget unanimously approved by the school board spends down the reserve to about $7.5 million. School District Chief Financial Officer Lisa Pierce encouraged the school board to follow its policy of maintaining a fund balance of 6-8% of operating funds. She said taking money from savings is not a sustainable way to balance the budget. The Borough Assembly also discussed public education funding at its meeting Thursday, taking up an ordinance aimed at reversing the cut to the local contribution to education. But reinstating public education money was contingent on the school board spending down its reserve to less than $3 million. The Assembly postponed the decision on its ordinance to July 27th, opting to wait until state funding, the largest source of revenue for public education, is settled. Lawmakers approved a budget Thursday. The legislature's passage of a state budget Thursday night resulted in the Fairbanks Borough Assembly postponing a vote on giving local schools an extra $3 million. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, there was extensive debate at last night's Assembly meeting about an animal shelter euthanasia ordinance.
Early in the Fairbanks Assembly meeting, Mayor Carl Castle announced a compromise state budget had been hammered out in committee. It would fully fund K-12 education. As a consequence, the Assembly voted to postpone a vote on the appropriation until next month. The action came late in a meeting that saw hours of debate on an earlier ordinance that directed borough animal shelter workers to determine whether or not to put down animals brought in to be euthanized. Assemblymember Christopher Quist urged adoption of the ordinance. He challenged those who testified against it to say whether putting down a healthy, happy animal did harm.
To me, it's not a theoretical question. The answer is yes, euthanizing a happy, healthy animal is harm.
That prompted Mayor Castle to reply no one wanted to do harm, but the ordinance placed a moral burden on borough shelter staff to decide whether an animal lived or died. Staff that already deal with compassion fatigue.
There's no one more compassionate than our Animal Control Commission. They voted unanimously against this after 3 hours of work on it. There's a reason for that.
Assemblymember John Davies crafted wording to give shelter workers latitude in making decisions, saying it provided staff a tool they could use if they needed. After 3 hours of debate, the Assembly finally passed the amended ordinance 6-3. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
The iconic Big Santa statue in North Pole made a few moves on Thursday. The nearly 50-foot-tall statue has been overlooking the Richardson Highway next to the Santa Claus house in North Pole since the 1980s. On Thursday, it was moved about 140 feet to make room for an expansion of the gift shop, as well as to relocate it away from the road for safety purposes. The statue stands nearly 50 feet tall. It weighs about 900 pounds on its own, but is permanently attached to a concrete base that weighs an estimated 40,000 pounds. Originally built in 1968, the statue was displayed seasonally in Seattle until the mid-1970s. It was purchased by the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce and transported to Alaska for holiday displays until the early 1980s, when it was moved to its current location in North Pole. The moving project was handled by Tilley & Company, along with Precision Cranes. Alaska officials say they're still investigating a fatal mauling by a black bear near a gold mine to definitively determine if the attack was predatory in nature, as initial reports indicate. State Fish and Game officials said Friday an analysis is pending after an autopsy was performed on the bear. 27-year-old mine contract worker Erin Johnson of Anchorage died, and her 38-year-old co-worker Ellen Trainer of Fairbanks sustained minor injuries in the attack on Monday, about 5 miles from the Pogo mine. The bear was killed later that day. The attack was the second fatal black bear mauling this week. On Sunday, 16-year-old Patrick Jack Cooper was killed after he got lost and veered off a trail during a mountain race south of Anchorage. Officials killed that bear Tuesday. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.